Sports opinion with chicken and beer is flowing here, wrapped up in the podcast network rotation. Sports opinion with chicken and beer is flowing here, wrapped up in the podcast network rotation. Sports opinion.
Chicken, man. And I got the homeboys Ball locked down and the homeboy Cliff, a.k.a. DJ Neff. Say what's up to the people, fam.
What up, y'all?
What's going on? What's going on?
Can y'all hear me, man?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Because I don't hear myself as well as I normally do. But whatever. So long as y'all can hear me, that's good. Yeah, let me turn this shit off.
Maybe that's why he can't hear you. You got Jesus.
No, man. Normally I can hear myself in my headphones, man. I can't really hear myself. I mean, I know I'm speaking and shit, but yeah, man. I normally hear myself in my headphones. I don't know what the fuck's going on. So long as y'all can hear me and I know it's recording, it should be good. But yeah, man, it's episode 22 of the Beer and Chicken Podcast, man. And we're gonna kind of deviate a little bit from the format, man. We're not gonna have one subject per dude tonight. We're not gonna even wing it tonight. We're not gonna even wing. Oh man, Cliff, look at that. Cliff won.
Cliff hurt. Actually, he had a solid one. I kind of know what he had. Like,
well, I'll tell y'all this. I say this, man. If we have enough time, if we're not too lengthy in the show, then we could probably do that. How about that? Because I know we're gonna be talking a little bit. I mean, we got a lot to kind of cover tonight, so I was trying to figure out a way in which we don't run over the fucking time. I know we don't set a time limit and everything else, but I didn't want this to be a super duper extra long show considering all the stuff we're gonna talk about tonight as far as the NBA is concerned. So if we have time, we can wing it. How about that?
All good.
All right. So before we do that, I gotta let you guys know how to get in touch with us over here at the Beer and Chicken Podcast. Let your voices be heard over here. Go ahead and hit up that hotline at area code 313-288-0485. That's area code 313-288-0485. Leave those voicemail messages. We'll play them on the show. Respond right here. You can also write us at feedback@beerandchickenpod.com. That's feedback@beerandchickenpod.com. Leave those emails. Of course, we'll read those emails here live on the show. You can also leave us a 5-star review on iTunes and or Stitcher Radio. And hey, y'all, we got some fucking reviews, man. So I'm going to read those here live on the show, respond to those. And let's see what else. You can go to www.thebeerandchickenpodcast.com and check out every episode of the show, watch replays of the show, vote in the polls, leave comments there, man, the whole shebang. And of course, we do appreciate if y'all go ahead and donate to the show or get yourself some merch, man, at the T Public store that we got the link to in the show notes. Go ahead, cop yourself some gear, man, especially them hoodies. It's getting cold outside. Go ahead and do that. Wrap yourself up in the warmth of the Beer and Chicken Podcast shit, man.
Nice jobs, man.
I was about to say, I like that in you, man.
You gotta sell it, man. You gotta sell. You gotta sell it. But yeah, man, real talk, we really do appreciate everybody who goes out and cop that gear, man. It really does help the show. It keeps the lights and shit going. The shit ain't free, man. Real talk, man. Hell, we really do appreciate everybody who does that, man. But I do want to read these 5-star reviews, man. We got two of them. We got 2 5-star reviews on iTunes here. And this first one here is from D1 and Only One. And he titles it, well, he gave us 5 stars, so shout out to him. And he says, home, it's like me and my boys talking sports. Keep doing y'all thing, fellas. And yo, short and sweet, 5 stars. That's all it take, baby. That's all it take. We appreciate you, D1 and Only One. We appreciate you, baby. Thank you. Thank you so much for the 5-star review, man. And we got another one here from, this is from Andy Celester. It says, great podcast, 5 stars. Mr. Span and the crew do a great job of covering sports. See, this came in Friday. He didn't take an hour.
That's what I'm talking about.
He didn't take an hour to like type in a dissertation or nothing. Hey, man, 5 stars. Say what you feel about us and keep it moving, baby. We appreciate it all. Real talk. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Andy, for the 5-star review, man. Real talk. We appreciate that. And you can leave a 5-star review on iTunes and or Stitcher Radio, man. But those are from iTunes, and I'm reading this off of my work-issued iPhone, man. Real talk. I don't
know. He got to put the work-issued in front.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly. The second time he done did that tonight. Yeah.
Fucking worship. Yeah. Y'all know how I feel about that shit, man. Come on.
You know I'm with you.
Tell them how I converted you, Walt. Go ahead and tell that story, you know?
Yeah, man. For a long time, I was carrying the iPhone. Man, I used to go back and forth with Span on Facebook about the iPhone, Android. Man, he converted me, man. Ever since I got my first Android, I still been using him ever since, man.
He the only nigga I was able to convert, hey, man.
He converted me, man. Android should put him on the payroll.
They really should. I should get a motherfucking check. Mm-hmm.
You definitely should. The way you be campaigning for them on the social media.
I'm just saying, man. Like, yo, man, that Apple sometimes, man, like people be paying way too much and they not getting what they paying for, real talk. A lot of it is just kind of, yo, I got Apple and that's it. That's pretty much how I feel about it. But, yeah, man, what y'all been up to this week? We'll start with you, Cliff.
Because he got that smirk on his face.
That y'all niggas is gonna do that, man. Like, straight up, yo. Like, what did I do? I'm just
Cliff must have an iPhone.
No, he doesn't.
Guess what? Fruit go rotten, baby. You know what I mean?
Hold on. He did try to get on the show tonight on a motherfucking iPad, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what he was thinking.
First of all, iPhones suck. iPhones suck. But Mac products, which I'm on right now, and which I have right here, are fantastic. They are. So, yeah,
I agree. Well,
whatever. Yeah, but man, yeah, I actually have a huge technical difficulty. I had to DJ this gig yesterday, and somehow, somewhere in this world, the power cord to my laptop is sitting. That's why I'm not on my other laptop right now. So that's why I was using the iPad, thinking that it was going to work. But thankfully, I have this young MacBook Air.
Hey, that's how we know Cliff got money, y'all. This nigga done
made it. I bet you got more than one computer in that house, man. I know you. Whatever.
Hey, man, shut up.
I agree with us, man. I got to agree.
Act like he got one computer.
Hold on. I have one computer that I use at a time. The other computer that we was doing this show off of is sitting in my basement right now, not being used.
And whose fault is that?
You got one for every podcast, Cliff.
the bay laptop.
You got one for every podcast.
Yeah,
hey man.
Nah, man, it's been a solid week, man. And you know, I'm happy that I got a chance to see some preseason basketball from the NBA. It's a good time for sports. It's my favorite time of year, fall time.
Yeah.
But it's been a pretty solid week.
I'm with that.
Here chasing this paper. That's it.
Yeah, man. I was at work today. Like, it was raining, and I was like, yes, it's raining. And they let a nigga come to work, and it's raining overtime. We don't work in the rain, B. So they paid me.
I was going to say, you just got to show up. You don't even got to do nothing in the rain.
I was fully expecting when I got up for work this morning that they was going to send me a text message to this work-issued iPhone to say that they had canceled, like, the overtime today. Like, I was really expecting that. and they didn't. So if I show up and they like send us home, I at least get 4 hours of overtime regardless if I do anything or not. But then they didn't even do that. They was like, yo, y'all go out there to this block. We need y'all to do X, Y, Z. I'm like, but y'all do know it's raining outside, right? And they was like, yeah.
Yo, I bet you Span Case says work issue. I bet you it say work issue on that boy.
I don't keep a case on it.
You will never confuse him for iPhone user.
I don't keep a case on it. I just put this bitch in my back pocket. Now,
oh, that's even more.
Because he hoping it fall and break.
Now, this bad boy right here, though. Ah. Now, this is the crown jewel that's right dope. Here. This is the crown jewel right here, boy.
But 2 weeks, I'm going to have mine. 2 weeks.
There you go. There you go. But, yeah, man, I went to work today. And, like, I ended up, I'm thinking I'm going to get home early from work. And I didn't get home from work because the fucking rain actually cleared up. So, I did have to do some shit.
Nah.
And I kind of missed the first half of the Lions putting the brakes on the motherfucking Green Bay Packers, man. I was like, wait a motherfucking minute, yo. Like, how do, okay. Y'all trying to do a little bit. We still
hold on. Hold on, Span. Since you said that, this is what kills me. We can beat the brakes off of the Green Bay Packers and we can smack New England around, but we lose to the likes of the Dallas Cowboys and such.
Well, again, this is why I have a second team to root for. This is where the Carolina Panthers come in. I have to keep my sanity. Sometimes with the Lions, man, the Lions will snatch defeat from the arms of victory. It's like being a Lions fan. Yes. Sometimes like getting kicked in the nuts once a week, man. Real talk. And Cliff should be able to relate because the Bears be fucking up quite a bit also. Now, hold on. He got his face frowned up because they like number one in NFC Central. He got his face frowned up because they number one in NFC Central right now. But it's the Bears. That shit ain't gonna last,
nigga. Y'all ain't even seen the NC the fucking. You ain't been to a conference finals since Barry was playing. So shut that shit up, yo.
That's
y'all
all right.
Can't even you. That's you can't right. even mention that.
How it feel for the Cubs to be at home just as early damn near as the White Sox?
Fucked up, though. Bears number one, though.
That's all right.
He says fucked up,
though. Motherfuckers played 2 days longer than we did.
Well, the bottom line is you got to appreciate the situation
else. Cliff tagging me on shit on Instagram and shit. I'm like, nigga, act like you've been there before. Jesus Christ.
We have. We have.
And
we've been to the postseason for the last 6 years. The Sox can't even say that.
What difference does it make if your ass is sitting at home with the rest of us? You the first motherfucker. Hold on. Because we about to talk about this bullshit. He the first nigga to be talking about the Bulls is losers. Because they ain't won the chip. They losers. I ain't rooting for the motherfucking Bulls. They losers. The Cubs been losing more than any motherfucking franchise in MLB history.
But this is all hard. You got. That's all you
but
got.
But he die though. Hard.
That's all you got. Die hard. I am the most loyal nigga you ever meet in your life.
I don't know about that.
Damn, I need some popcorn.
Hey, man, let's get into the motherfucking show, man.
So, hold on. Let me ask y'all. So, we only talk about this NBA? Because I had a quick one on the young NFL.
We only talking the NBA, baby. This is okay, the NBA cool. preview
let's,
show.
Let's get it. I'm
this
listening.
Our preview show, because what we're going to do is this. We gonna revisit this shit come June, right? Like the predictions that we make tonight, like okay, you said this motherfucker was gonna make the playoffs, they didn't, or they did. You said this motherfucker was gonna win such and such award, they didn't, or they did. And we gonna also talk about the biggest disappointments. You gonna predict the biggest disappointments and the biggest surprises this year coming up in the NBA. So I feel like with covering a lot of this shit, we're going to run into a lot of time where we don't have time to talk about a whole bunch of other stuff. So we're going to start it off, though, with our playoff predictions. All right? So if y'all want me to go first, I will. Like, we're going to go by...
Knock yourself out.
All right, we're going to go by conferences, and I'm going to start off in the Eastern Conference. Now, we can debate a little bit as to if y'all think these teams aren't going to make the playoffs or will or what have you. But these are the teams that I think are going to make the playoffs in the Eastern Conference this year.
Question real quick before you start.
Go ahead.
Are we going 1-8 in that order or are we just doing random? Just we go into the playoffs. I'm just asking.
Seeding is kind of tricky. I'm just going to go by the teams that I think are going to make the playoffs. Although I think like some of these teams, you can kind of figure out who may be some of the top seeds, like the Bostons and Phillies of the world. But like some of these teams may like inch into the playoffs, but these are the eight teams of the East that I think will be the top eight
going forward.
So I got Boston. I got the Boston Celtics. I think Boston is actually going to be the number one seed this year. They're the best team in the East. I got Toronto coming in number two. I got Philly coming in at number three. They came in third this year. This past season.
So you actually you're saying 1, 2, 3.
So I guess so. I mean a shit. Okay. I got them written down. I wrote them down. I got Milwaukee coming in at number four. I got Washington at number five. The team that didn't make the playoffs this year, but that I think are gonna make the that didn't make the playoffs last year, that I think is gonna make the playoffs this year is the Charlotte Hornets. Indiana. Yeah, see, I see your face all turned up, Walt. I see you there, baby. I think Charlotte gonna make the playoffs this year.
Would you walk? Hey, walk. Pass that.
I got Indiana making the playoffs as a 7th seed, and I got Cleveland bringing up the rear. But Cleveland's actually going to make the playoffs. I think they're gonna. They're not gonna be the beast of the East, but they are going to make the playoffs. So those are the teams that I got in the Eastern Conference. What y'all think about that?
Go ahead and say yours.
I agree with most of your list. Mm-hmm. Did I hear you say Toronto?
I had Toronto number two.
Number two, okay. Boston, Toronto. For some reason, I believe Toronto will wind up being the first seed. I believe Boston is going to be the best team in the East when it's all said and done. But I think so far as seeding wise, I think Toronto might win more regular season games just because Boston has got to reacclimate Kyrie and, you know, Gordon Hayward and all those guys back to the lineup, you know, and all that extra stuff. So it might be a couple months into the season before they get it going the way they can get it going. So Toronto and Boston. I agree with you on Washington. I want to slide the New York Knicks up in there. I want to slide the New York Knicks up in there as a low seed. I'm not saying they're gonna be like the fourth or the fifth seed. I'm gonna get them a low seed. I'm gonna get them maybe seven. I want to get a Knicks, maybe seven. I'm gonna get a Pistons, maybe eight. Mm. Indiana is up there in the top echelon of the East. I want to say I'll give Indiana fourth, somewhere in the fourth seed behind Toronto, Boston, and hell, we might give Indiana third over Washington. That's a toss up. I want to say Milwaukee. I agree with Milwaukee, and that's about it. That's about it, man. I don't see the Hornets, man. I really can't see it. I just don't. Miami is a sleeper. Miami can knock any one of those lower three seeds out in the East. But so I got Boston, Toronto, Washington, and Indiana, Milwaukee, the Knicks, the Pistons, and the Pacers and Miami. That's about it.
Man, you've been real high on these motherfucking New York Knicks, man. I can't really understand why.
No, I like their squad. I like their squad. I think Porzingis is gonna, if he can come back healthy at some point, you know what I'm saying? I think Porzingis is a beast, man. I like that guard they got out of the draft last year. I can't pronounce his name. Nilakina or whatever his name is. Or what. I like that guard they got over there. They got a little squad over there. We got to remember the East, it's been a lot of shit shaking up in the East this year, man. So it's kind of wide open.
True indeed.
For some teams to make it.
Let's look at the New York Knicks depth chart right now. Okay. So I'm looking at this shit.
All right.
Their projected starting lineup is Trey Burke, Courtney Lee, Tim Hardaway Jr.
I like Trey Burke.
I like Trey Burke too, but he ain't been much of shit since he got to the league. When he was at Michigan, he was a fucking dog. Not so much since he been to the
league. Nah, he was all right in Utah. He was all right in Utah.
So much so that he shipped his ass to the Knicks.
Yeah, well, that don't necessarily mean he played bad. I mean, he probably just got traded in a package for somebody right else. You know what I mean? But go ahead.
Kristaps Porzingis, unlike they got him fourth in the depth chart, which means he's probably coming back off of injury. They got Mario Hezonja. Mario Hezonja is starting his place, and Enes Kanter.
I like Kanter.
Kanter's good. But like judging from what they got as their starting lineup right now, I have very little faith in that.
You got very little faith. As a seventh seed, you got a little faith in that.
As a seventh seed, I got a little faith in that. As a seventh seed. Now, just for like comparison purposes, because we, you know, this is our NBA preview show. Just for comparison purposes.
Oh, you writing this shit down? You writing all yours and Walt's and mine, or you want me to do it? Because I can do it again.
I wrote mine down earlier. So I'm not
okay.
I wrote mine down earlier. So
okay.
Just for like comparison purposes, the starting lineup projected for the Charlotte Hornets right now is Kemba Walker, Nicholas Batum, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, Marvin Williams, and Cody Zeller. All right. And then they got Bismack Biyombo coming off the bench, Jeremy Lamb, Tony Parker, and Miles Bridges. Miles Bridges was the lottery pick this year. I think Miles Bridges is going to surprise a lot of people this year. I think Miles Bridges is actually going to be first team all rookie NBA this year. And that's part of the reason why I think Charlotte may inch into the playoffs this year. I don't have them like no higher than a 7th or 8th seed.
I'll now that you read that roster, I forgot Tony Parker went over there.
Yeah.
Hey, Walt, real quick.
That's a huge deal.
Tell me your one seed in the East. I'm gonna just type this up real quick. What's your one seed?
Boston. Toronto. Toronto.
Okay. Toronto. Who next?
Toronto. Boston.
Yep.
We'll go Indiana, Washington.
Yep.
Oh yeah, that's four.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto, Boston, Indiana, Washington, Milwaukee for five. We'll put Miami at six and give Knicks seven, Pistons eight.
Knicks seven. Detroit. Okay, so all right. I'm gonna put all this together. And this is Walt. Okay, and Span, what I'm gonna do, I'm gonna just send you this so you can have both files.
Okay, that'll work. That way I can put it on the website.
And then whatever.
And like the whole shebang, put the whole graph up there. So when we come back to this come June, like, hey, this is what you said back in motherfucking October, nigga.
Okay. So Span, who did you have as your number one?
I had Boston as my number one.
Boston, man. Okay.
Boston's number one.
So, of course, we all see the world differently. I got Philly, man. I got Philly.
As your number one?
I got Philly.
That's a hell of a jump for them.
Hold on, Cliff. I forgot about Philly, man. We got to take one of my picks out. I forgot about Philly.
You didn't name Philly at all?
No, he didn't name
Philly at all.
You put in Detroit over Philly.
I put Miami in Philly spot. That's what I did. I put Miami where I wanted to put Philly.
Okay. So you want Philly as your six?
That's my six, yeah.
All right.
Wait, you got Philly going all the way down to six?
Six.
Yeah.
Where was yours, man?
I got Philly at like three, man. They were the third seed last season.
Hold on 1 second.
That was a fluke.
You think
Span.
So?
What? Span, give me your number one through eight real quick. I'm going to just type it up. I'm gonna
Okay, so here's what we got. I got Boston number one.
Yep.
Toronto number two.
Yep.
Philadelphia number three.
Yep.
Milwaukee number four.
Yep.
Washington number five.
Okay.
Indiana number six.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland number seven. Charlotte number eight.
Okay. I just want to look at this when I put mine in. Okay, so like I said, I got Philly going first.
Okay.
I got Boston. I think we all agree Boston is strong. Okay, I believe that too. I'm not taking away Cleveland's ability to be a top seed in the East. I just can't right now. So I got Cleveland, man. As a third seed.
Who's leading the way for Cleveland right now?
I don't know. I don't know who's leading. But they still have a team, and they still have good guys, and they have a lot of guys that played together for a while. So they have the
I'm flabbergasted.
Me too.
Okay. Well, let me finish. Let me finish. Okay. I got Cleveland. Then I got Washington. They're always a threat when it comes down to the postseason. Then I got Toronto. Then I got Milwaukee. Okay. I'm throwing that in as a low seed joint. This damn dog just farted, yo, and it smelled like shit over here. Get out of here. God damn. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. I agree with Walt on a small scale. New York, they just might win for once, right? And I'm throwing them in I'm just throwing them in. Okay. The last team, my eighth seed. Why not? I'm gonna say the crib. I'm saying Chicago. Because anybody, I'm saying the crib. Ooh. I'm saying the crib. I'm saying the crib. So, you know, looking at everybody's list, the top, I'm going to say four teams kind of revolve. Philly, well, not including Waltz, but I think Philly, because the entire team played together preseason, made it to the postseason, lost, I think that now they have learned as a unit. And that's why I'm picking them over Boston, only because Kyrie, Hayward, they ain't even played together, man.
Not yet.
They haven't played together. And I say that's going to be something they're going to have to get over, that little hump. You know,
that's what I was saying.
You know, that's my only thing with them. But that's what I have over Boston when it comes to Philly. I think Philly dangerous, man. Let me tell you something. They got a squad,
but they're also young, which is one of the reasons why I didn't have them as the number one seed in the East.
Just like Boston is young, though.
Well, Boston's young, but Boston also has players who've been there, like Kyrie Irving. You know what I'm saying? Like and Al Horford, who they went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year. So, and Kyrie Irving.
Even Hayward got playoff experience.
They got playoff pedigree.
And then on top of that, even the young guys went to the conference finals last year. So, yeah, they got a little bit of what it feels like to play in June.
And that'll kind of, like, when we get into talking about some of the NBA awards that I think guys are going to win, we'll come back to this, too, as to one of the reasons why I think Boston is going to be the number one seed this year. But, okay. Yeah.
What's your West? Go ahead, Stan.
So on the West Coast, man, I got it like this. Golden State number one, man. It's a no-fucking-brainer. Golden State number one. Although the Houston Rockets lost Trevor Ariza, I still think that the Houston Rockets, although they take a step back, they only take a little bitty step back, and they get the number two seed as opposed to the number one seed that they got last year. I got the Utah Jazz.
They lost defense, but they gained offense.
I got the Utah Jazz as the number three seed coming in. And yeah, man, because like as much as we talk about the amount of talent that's coming, that's in the West, like, yo, yeah, Utah, I think Utah is the squad right now. Utah is one of those up-and-coming teams. Portland, number four. I got the Lakers coming in at number five. Oklahoma City as a number six seed. The San Antonio Spurs coming in seventh. And the New Orleans Pelicans coming in at number eight. Those are my teams from out of the West. What do you guys think about that?
I completely agree with your list. Your list is my list, except for one thing. Switch OKC and the Lakers.
Okay, hold on.
Wall, so you got OKC coming in as a number, I mean, as a five seed, and the Lakers as a six.
As a five, and the Lakers as a six, yeah.
You got Utah as a third.
I have Utah seed. As a third, yep. Seed.
And keep Portland.
Keep Portland at number four.
Yep.
L.A.?
No, he's got OKC at above L.A.
I got OKC at five, L.A. at six.
And then you got the Spurs.
Spurs seven, New Orleans eight. And the only reason why I got New Orleans taking the back seat to the Spurs is because they lost Rondo. I think Rondo brought a lot to that team last year. If you watched the playoffs last year, Rondo made that team go. Don't get me wrong, Jrue Holiday was a beast and played a hell of a role. But New Orleans didn't. Last year, they looked like a different team with Rondo at the point guard. So I think of losing him, they took a bet. They're going to slide all the way down behind the Spurs. But yeah, my list is definitely on par with yours, except for I think the Lakers is going to make that sixth seed. Only reason why I won't give them the fifth is, I mean, I know they got LeBron or whatever, but we still got to remember the fact that these boys ain't really been shit for a while now. LeBron will give you add 10, 15 wins, but he can't carry the load by himself, you know. So, I mean, I don't put it past him. They can do better, but that's just where I got them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I hear y'all. So, I got, of course, the Warriors, okay? Second, I got Minnesota.
What?
What?
Okay. I see what you're doing. Okay.
Somebody,
you won't bet nothing.
Somebody got to stir the pot. You got to stir the pot.
You won't bet nothing.
Somebody got to stir the pot.
Hey, you want to put some money on?
So, look, this would not be an interesting show if everybody agreed on the exact same thing.
I get it. I just wasn't expecting motherfucking Minnesota at number two, bro.
Okay. Minnesota, right.
Minnesota, Houston, New Orleans, Portland, OKC. OKC. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm going to say the Spurs. And I'm going to say the Lakers are going to be my AC for one reason. Ball is a horrible basketball player. And people think that he is a fantastic point guard, and he's so good and relevant, and he deserves to be in the NBA. Get that shit out of here. After LeBron plays with this dude for a year and the hype is gone, and it's not about, you know, selling tickets, the boy is going to be gone, okay, period. So L.A. gets the last seed this year, because that's going to change next year. They're going to make the playoffs. They're going to lose because of Ball. but I mean, when it comes to my list, man, I really like Minnesota. I think they have mad potential. You talk about a young, athletic team with a lot of chemistry, and something that I would say only two of these teams have, and that's a good coach. They have one of the best coaches in the NBA right now. So that's another reason why I put Minnesota next to the Warriors, is because they got Thibodeau, and Thibodeau is that dude. So Houston, no question. New Orleans, y'all got New Orleans. Shit, you got them last, Walton, and so do you, Span. I don't see how y'all do that. Even though they got rid of Rondo, they have a fantastic team, and they got a fantastic bench. So that's why I put them so high.
All right. I hear you. Now, one of the things, like, because we can discuss this a little bit. Your Rondo criticism, right? Now, mind you, I'm not
Rondo.
The big,
I didn't say nothing about Rondo.
No, I'm sorry. Lonzo Ball.
That was me.
Lonzo Ball. Because now you saying you had the Lakers where? Like 7th or 8th or something like that?
Because I have the Lakers as an AFC. They're gonna,
okay. I think, like, on the strip of LeBron James alone, they're going to have more than the fucking AFC. Like, just on the strip of LeBron James alone, they're going to have more than that.
Yeah.
I also think that Lonzo Ball is a decent player. He doesn't have a shot yet. So when it comes to distributing the ball, when it comes to rebounding the ball, he's there. He has to develop a shot. And with LeBron James and Rajon Rondo probably dominating the ball in some sort of way, he's going to have to develop a shot. That's his Achilles heel right now. It's his shot. The mechanics on his shot are shot.
His Achilles heel is that he's a college player, not an NBA player.
Man, listen, dude, like the college game, just like it ain't that, man. it ain't that. Like, if he was a college player, Magic Johnson wouldn't have taken him at number two.
Bullshit.
Magic Johnson wouldn't have taken him at number two if he was a college player, bro.
Sold tickets. Well, nobody else was there. Who do they have that people actually want to see?
Lots. I agree with Cliff on that.
No. The hype man sold tickets for 2 years.
Man, y'all. So in other words, y'all saying that Magic Johnson was fooled into drafting Lonzo Ball because Lonzo Ball's daddy kept running his motherfucking mouth. That's what y'all saying.
No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is prior to him getting drafted, the whole Ball extravaganza was going on for years. So it was about, okay, if we pick this kid up, we're going to fill some seats because people are following this move. And whatever it is, the bottom line is they sold tickets because of
I think y'all selling Magic Johnson way too short, bro.
And guess what? They didn't win because of him. They didn't win.
They wasn't going to win because of him. Like, ain't
exactly.
Like, truth be told, like, they're not going to win because of him now. They're going to win because of fucking LeBron James. But the point that I'm making is, I think, for one, Lonzo Ball has an opportunity to learn how to be a point guard under Rajon Rondo. He's going to learn how to fucking win ball games under the greatness of LeBron James. Like, the dude is going to have an opportunity to be tutored by two of the greatest basketball minds in the league right fucking now. Like, right now.
They don't have the time.
What do you mean the time? Like, he is the future, dude.
LeBron is not going to sit around and wait for a Ball to come around.
You think LeBron thinks they're going to win a chip this year?
I didn't hear
he
you.
He already said, LeBron already said that there ain't no expectations this year.
You think
man.
LeBron thinks they're going to win a chip this year? LeBron ain't go to the Lakers to win a motherfucking championship this year. He knows that shit ain't going to happen.
No, he didn't.
And if you got it. If you got the Lakers at like 7th or 8th, what does that mean? They going to go up against the Golden State fucking Warriors or maybe a team like
Minnesota.
They're not going to face Minnesota at number 2. that's not happening. But I'm just saying though, like, I think Lonzo Ball has an opportunity to learn from two really good players right now and one of the greatest players to ever play this game. And although I don't think that the Lakers are winning because of Lonzo, they're going to be winning because of LeBron. It's an opportunity for him to learn his craft, man. And right now, the weakness in Lonzo Ball's game is his shot. His shot is fucking broken. That's the thing that he has to improve upon going forward is his shot. As a matter of fact, let me see if I can pull this up, man. Because
why are you pulling that up?
Pulling what up?
This shot of his or no, whatever his
I'm
game
saying,
is.
So look at, like, just going off of his rookie stats, man. The dude averaged 10 points a game. Not a whole lot. But as a rookie, he also distributed the ball pretty well. He averaged 7.2 assists a game and 6.9 rebounds. So he's giving you 7 and 7 rebounds and assists a game and 10 points per game, right? His shot is fucking broke. Now, if he was averaging 15 to 20 points a game with 7 rebounds and 7 assists a game, we'd be calling him a fucking monster right now. But okay. We're not. His shot is broke. And so, that's what he needs to work on.
Okay. So let's just say.
I'm sure he spent some time in the offseason on it. You know,
I'm sure he has, but I don't expect
him. Magic Johnson. They got him the best coach, the best shooting coaches and trainers around. You know, he might not turn into Klay Thompson over the he'll be all right.
Listen, man, that may all be true. But my point is this. LeBron can get anybody in the league. Why are you going to mold somebody to become a mediocre point guard when anybody that's putting up better numbers than him, who's just not even an all-star, will come to play with LeBron at the Lakers?
Hold on.
Because every time LeBron James has won a championship or been successful, it's always been him going to another team to team up with other superstars.
And not only that,
but his last go round, I think LeBron James want to go ahead and show that he can take some young guys, some guys that ain't solidified in the league without a name. You know what I'm saying? And turn them guys.
Hold on,
stars,
hold on.
Man.
Not only that. LeBron James knew motherfucking Lonzo Ball was on that roster when he decided to take his ass to the Lakers. He knew that. He knew what he was going over there with. He knew what he was like. So this idea that Lonzo Ball couldn't become a serviceable player while LeBron James is there. It's just kind of like, to me, it's kind of crazy. Now, mind you, I'm not the biggest Ball family fan. I'm not the biggest LeVar Ball fan. I think that Lonzo Ball is a decent fucking player who gets a bad rap simply because his daddy won't shut the fuck up.
I don't care about his dad. I don't care about his dad. I mean, you're talking about you're not a Ball family supporter, but you holding Lonzo balls like motherfucking, you know. But all I'm saying is
fuck you, nigga.
Is at the end of the day, he's on the squad. Yes, did LeBron know he was there? LeBron didn't have he doesn't have power over everything. Magic, like, yo, we gonna keep this dude because people want to come see him. He's established himself in LA. But once he gets exposed to some true talent that he's going to have to play with day in and day out, LeBron's going to be like, yo, he got to go. And Magic is going to be like, bet, who you want? Because he is very expendable. This dude is not even a bench player on some squads. He couldn't even make the team.
This might be a make or break season for him, though. This might be a make or break season for him. It might be his trial season for, you know, Brown and Magic. No, you're right. They might be looking at him, okay, if he don't turn around this season and show us something, then we might use him as
trade. Here's what I think about Lonzo Ball being there with LeBron James. If Lonzo Ball is shipped, it won't be because of Lonzo Ball's play. It'll be because of his daddy interfering with what the fuck the Lakers organization is trying to do.
We ain't heard nothing from his daddy in a while. He might have piped down a little bit.
Yeah, because he got paid.
Even though his son just slapped the shit out of his son, just slapped my man.
That's what I think will happen. If Lonzo Ball ends up not being a Laker anymore, it'll be because of his daddy, not because of the way the kid is playing. That's just how I feel about it.
Okay, so how about this? That goes into play with your next subject. Biggest disappointment. And the biggest disappointment for this upcoming season is going to be the Los Angeles Lakers because of Ball now, and his disappointing skills. That's what.
Okay, so if you think that the Los Angeles Lakers are going to be the biggest disappointment for you this NBA season, what expectations did you think that the Lakers had coming into this season? What were you expecting of the Lakers coming into this season?
Legit question. Here's the deal. First of all, the Lakers got some. They got some good players. They got Kuzman, right? They got. I don't really necessarily agree with the way they put. Junior. What's the power forward? What's his name?
Let me look it up.
Larry Nance Jr.
Larry Nance Jr. They make him seem like he's like the next Dwight Howard or something. But
wait, isn't he on the
He on Cleveland now?
Oh, they traded him.
They traded him to Cleveland.
Okay.
Yeah, who's part of that package for Isaiah Thomas?
Who's the power forward that the Lakers got?
Brandon Ingram.
Yes.
Brandon Ingram.
So they got a decent team.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Is Ingram the power forward or is it Julius Randle?
Well,
Randle plays center sometimes.
Well, they don't even have him.
I thought they had Ingram running guard for a little bit last year, didn't they?
Brandon Ingram is listed as a power forward here.
Okay. All right.
Let's see.
So when it comes
Brandon Ingram is 6'9", 190. I'm heavier than Brandon Ingram. How the fuck is he holding down a power forward spot?
That's why I said they had him playing guard for a little bit last year. I swear they had him playing guard for a while.
Because
they was actually surprised. I remember the commentators was actually surprised. They're like, damn, Brandon Ingram is a better guard. They were saying he was better than Lonzo.
To show you how far the league has changed, man, like, this dude is a power forward at 190 motherfucking pounds, dude. I'm 5'10", 206. Right. I can get this motherfucker up out the paint, bro.
Can you imagine him playing against Charles Oakley?
I probably couldn't get him out the paint. I'm just talking shit, but yeah. I couldn't imagine him playing against Charles Oakley. He would get manhandled against Charles Oakley.
So expectations when it comes to the Lakers, I think because, of course, LeBron came over, they got Rondo and Lance Stephenson, which is LeBron's number one and number two worst relationships with people in the league. The fact that they came to the Lakers, that's crazy to me, but I think they have a decent team minus Ball. So they do have expectations to win. They do have expectations to at least make the playoffs. So, and the other reason why the Lakers are going to be an AC is because of their coach. Oh my God, their coach. This dog that just farted can coach better than the Lakers coach. Okay, that's another.
You ain't got no love for Luke. Y'all ain't got no love for Luke in Chi-Town.
I didn't say nothing was wrong with Luke, bro. I'm listening to Luke. I'm listening to Cliff right now, bro.
Come on, man.
I'm listening to Cliff right now.
Come on, man. Come on, Luke Walton Jr.
See, Luke, Cliff, this is why we
his daddy name was Bill, man. He not a junior. His daddy name was Bill.
This is why we pick on you, because you always got to be a contrarian. You always got to be the motherfucker to point out some shit. You always, what's wrong with Luke, man?
Luke, you are not my father, okay?
Man, okay. Listen, LeBron James won a championship with Tyronn Lue. You mean he can't win one with Luke?
Tyronn Lue wasn't the coach, all right? So my thing is.
And you think Luke going to be?
I guarantee you. They are expected to do things, and they're going to be a disappointment. And Magic, and guess what LeBron going to say? Oh, good. I get to go over here and coach this team, too. And they're going to tell Magic, get this 6'9", wannabe basketball player slash coach up out of here today. Okay? So, no, they are going to be the biggest disappointment because they got – why? Because they have such high expectations because LeBron came over.
Shit, they might get a better record if Luke just put on a damn uniform and get on the court.
And he was trash then. But at the, but the reason why they're going to be the biggest disappointment is because everybody has their microscope on the Lakers. That's the reason why they're going to be the number one disappointment.
All right. What about you, Wal? Who you think is going to be the biggest disappointment this year?
It ain't hard.
Disappointment?
Yeah.
I would have to say who would be the biggest disappointment is Houston.
Woo.
I would have to say the biggest disappointment is Houston because they picked up Carmelo Anthony. And I'm one of them dudes that firmly believe, man, while everybody was writing Carmelo Anthony off, I don't think Carmelo done. I think Carmelo still got game, and I think Carmelo still got top game. I just don't think he's been in places where he's been happy enough and surrounded by enough talent to actually want to engage and play basketball.
He but wasn't, I think over he wasn't there surrounded in Houston, with talent in fucking OKC last year.
Huh?
He wasn't with talent in OKC last year?
Yeah, he was, but you know, you got to realize when he went to OKC, that wasn't really somewhere he wanted to go. He just went there to get out of New York.
Yeah,
he had to get out of New York. That was a stepping stone.
Yeah, that's what me and you be like differing and shit, because like he could have got out of New York like a year and a half ago before he forced himself a trade out. Like he was a free fucking agent. And he re-signed with the motherfuckers. Like
he could have came to Chicago.
He could have been left.
He could have came to Chicago.
That's been the problem with. That's been the problem with Melo his whole career. Instead of chasing a better opportunity and a better team, he's always chased the check. LeBron James, on the other hand, he chased the opportunity. He didn't give a fuck about the check. He took whatever
I don't
came,
know about
he knew
that either.
He was going
I don't know about that either. No, I think no, LeBron no, was going to get paid no, whatever the fuck
Bron,
he went.
Bron could have made more money than he did, man, but he took some pay cut. He took some haircut sometime for
he
some
took,
guys.
He took a little bit
you know
of a
what
haircut
I'm saying?
To
Melo
go to Miami.
Melo ain't taking a haircut for nobody.
He took a little bit of a haircut to go to Miami so that they can make the math work with him, Bosh, and Wade.
Didn't he take a pay cut so Tristan and them can get paid too in Cleveland? Mm-mm. And Kevin Love? Mm-mm. He ain't take a haircut?
Nope.
All right. Well what I'm saying is basically I believe Houston has enough talent to make the one seed. Especially with I think Houston got enough to come on, man. Like they bought out last year. They bought out last year. They damn near made the finals. I think Houston got enough talent to make the one seed.
You saying that
but,
they
you
got
know,
enough talent to make the one seed over Golden State?
I think Houston got enough to make the one seed. I think they got enough talent to win the chip, but they not going to do it. That's why I'm saying they're going to be the biggest disappointment because they not going to do it. Very rare do you know you have a team that wins so many championships in so many years. Golden State got 3 of the championships out of the last 5 years. You understand what I'm saying? Are we really expecting them to win a fourth?
Yes, but go ahead.
Okay, we are. We're literally expecting them to win a fourth, and it shouldn't be. When in the NBA have anybody ever won four championships in 5 years?
The Bulls.
You understand what I'm saying? No.
And the Celtics.
No, they haven't, have they?
And yes. The Celtics.
Yes.
Because they didn't they take breaks off in between them six?
Oh wait, I'm sorry.
They took the Houston Rockets off one, between
two,
them six.
The Houston Rockets won two in between the two Bulls, three.
Two, exactly. They took it right. That's what I'm saying. They took it.
It's only because the GOAT said, fuck it, I'm gonna go play baseball for a minute. But my bad.
That's another subject.
Facts. But what I'm saying though, like, we sitting here expanding another championship, and it shouldn't be that way, because Houston is at the point right now where they should be able to dethrone them boys, but they're not gonna do it. That's why I'm saying they're gonna be the biggest disappointment.
Okay. Ooh. I hear you all, man. To some degree, I almost kind of agree with you to some degree. Only in the fact that, like you say, like, Houston has a talent, or they could have been able to beat, like, the Golden State Warriors. They missed their shot last year, though, and this is how I feel. They missed their shot last year. So the biggest disappointment that I got this year going into the NBA season is going to be...
Real quick. So, correction, the only team that did win for...
Boston Celtics in the 60s and shit.
Is the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
When they won, like, 11 Boston, straight.
That's early.
They won 11 straight fucking championships, man.
They didn't win 11 straight, but go ahead.
11 and no, what was it? 8 straight. I'm sorry, it was 8 straight, and then they had won 8 straight.
10 straight.
Oh, okay. Look at that.
Woo!
I'm close. Anyway, the biggest disappointment that I got this year is actually Cliff's number two, the Minnesota Timberwolves. And I got the Minnesota Timberwolves, the most disappointing team coming into this season, because for one, Jimmy Butler ain't happy, and he's still with the motherfucking Timberwolves. And that can present some problems going into this season. That trade going into, like, the trade that they were trying to facilitate with the Miami Heat fell through. So Jimmy's stuck. Andrew Wiggins and Karl Anthony Towns are stuck with this motherfucker that they don't like. and then you do have a Chicago contingent in Minneapolis, man. You got Thibodeau, who likes Jimmy Butler. You got Derrick Rose, who likes Jimmy Butler. You got Taj Gibson, who likes Jimmy Butler. But at the same time, they're still feeling like, yo, man, like, why you don't want to fuck with us? You know what I'm saying? And so as good as Minnesota can be, I think there's going to be some turmoil on that team this year that prevents them from actually ascending to any sort of Western Conference supremacy. If Minnesota was on the up and up, like, if they were straight on the team chemistry and people liked each other on that squad, I could see Minnesota actually being, like, what did I have them? I don't even have them making the fucking playoffs. But I could actually see them as some if they were straight, I could see them being, like, a fourth or fifth seed in the West. If they were straight. But they're not good right now. That team chemistry, they got to rebuild a lot of that because of the fact that Jimmy Butler is still going to be there, and they're still going to have that friction on the team between Jimmy Butler. Their three biggest stars, really, Jimmy Butler, Karl-Anthony Towns, and Andrew Wiggins. And that's why I think, like, Minnesota is going to be the biggest disappointment this year for folks.
Well, with that being said, that transitions into the next topic, which is biggest surprise.
All right. Before we get into that, I've been drinking a lot of beer. I gotta go to the bathroom, y'all.
Well, me and Walt can talk about how suck your eight.
Y'all do that. Y'all do that while I go do this.
Walt, you still there, man?
Now, what was you getting ready to say, Cliff?
No, the next topic as far as our predictions for the year was a biggest surprise. That was the transition that I was going into. I think this basketball year is going to be very interesting. And then also at the same time, it's going to get boring real fast because now LeBron is in the West. You know, we're going to get used to him wearing that gold jersey and everything, but
I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, but it's imbalanced now.
Because the Eastern Conference will be interesting again. The Eastern Conference ain't been interesting in a long time because we penciled LeBron into the finals every year. Every year we penciled him. This is the one year in a very long time that we can actually say, Brian might not go to the finals.
That's true. That's true.
So I think the league would be a lot more interesting than not because of that fact alone.
That's true.
This guy had a chokehold over the Eastern Conference for a long time. And the only time somebody really competed with them and gave them a run to stop them from going to the finals, any LeBron-led team, was when Boston was going back and forth with when Ray Allen and them boys was over there. Yeah. Other than that, Dallas won and when he was in Miami that first year. But other than that, man, we penciled this guy in every year. So therefore, I believe because he's on the West, I think the league will be a lot more interesting because this is the first year in a long time that we really can't pencil LeBron in for the finals.
That's true. And it's funny that Span has Minnesota as the biggest disappointment, where I believe they're going to be one of the biggest surprises. So for me, I have Minnesota down as my biggest surprise. Out of all the teams in the league, of course, Span just mentioned how stacked they are as far as their lineup, and I mentioned how stacked they are regarding their coaching. And you know, last year they were upset, and I had high expectations for them. I love Derrick Rose, hometown hero. I love Taj Gibson. I love Wiggins. I love their whole team. I just love the guys. And I know in sports, just because you have a lot of athletes doesn't mean you're going to win. But I think that they are going to kick some booty.
Not booty, though. kick some booty.
And I understand that, you know, the locker room, you know, amongst the players is really important. But I believe, you know, when you start to win, you know, that the situation regarding the contracts and wanting to be traded and stuff, that kind of dissipates and people start to realize they have something good. So I have Minnesota down as my big surprise, even though I have them as my second seed coming out the West. Their surprise for me is going to be not to say a second seed, but the impact that they're going to have when they play like big games against the Houston, the Warriors, the OKCs, and you know, LA. You know, they gonna dog walk ball, weak ass. But
Ball and I hate balls, Daddy. But I think I don't hold what I feel about Lonzo Ball, like the feelings that I got against like LeVar Ball. I don't hold that shit against Lonzo, man. I think Lonzo just a unfortunate. he's just an unfortunate circumstance.
A casualty of war.
He's an unfortunate circumstance with the LeVar Ball bullshit, man.
I don't hate him. I just don't think he's good. That's all.
Okay.
But go ahead.
Okay. I would say my surprise team for this season. And it's gonna sound messed up because I'm a homer, but
who didn't see that shit coming?
Blake Griffin. I think so. Blake Griffin is not gonna take y'all.
And for those of you guys,
we're not even gonna talk about players.
Watching us live, he's wearing a Detroit Pistons hat right now. So he was pointing.
We got a new coach, man. We needed that. We got a new coach. And again, the landscape of the Eastern Conference has changed. It's gonna be a surprise team just for the simple fact that they're gonna make the playoffs. They're gonna be a low seed, but they're gonna make the playoffs, and that's gonna surprise a lot of people. I mean, let's be honest.
Hold on.
It's only a handful of teams.
Hold on. Did you mention the Pistons as a playoff team earlier?
Yeah.
Vault has
yeah.
in the East.
8 seed.
Yes. Okay. Vault has him down as an 8 seed.
I just wanted to make sure. Okay. Okay.
8 seed. And I think as far as talent, I think we got a lot of talent. I mean, Andre Drummond always been a good player. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got some talent over there, but it's just we never – I think it was a culture thing. I think it was more of a culture thing. But it's only a handful of teams in the NBA that's got, multiple championships. You know, we all know the Boston Celtics and the Lakers rule that don't match it. Your handful of teams. And, man, we talking about the Pistons, bro. We got 3 rings, man. And we the same team that went to the conference finals for 6 years straight. You know what I'm saying? Like, winning. And I think it's about time.
Nobody cares.
I think at this time with a new coach and some of the players or whatever, man, I think they're gonna make the playoffs. And over the course of the next few years, they just gonna go up. They ain't gonna go down.
Man, I swear to God, man, Pistons fans love talking about that 6 straight Eastern Conference championship. Like the trip to the Eastern Conference Finals, man, it's like the Pistons' golden fucking standard, bro. Like nobody talks about that shit more than fucking. Hey, we went to the Conference Finals though, my nigga. Like nobody cares, B. Like
I'm just saying we needed that culture back, man. I think Dwayne Casey brings something to the team that SVG didn't bring, man.
And I'm saying that nobody cares who came in fourth, B. That's what I'm saying. That's what And when Pistons fans keep talking about, man, we went to 6 straight Eastern Conference Finals, man. Nobody cares, man. Nobody cares.
You said this ain't Talladega Nights, huh?
Oh man. So when I said when we were talking about like biggest surprises and biggest disappointment, it wasn't necessarily relegated to just teams; it was also players too. And so,
mine was 2-1.
Well, there you go.
Because LA was my disappointment.
Okay, who was your biggest surprise? Because I think I was at the bathroom. Who was your biggest surprise?
Me?
Yeah.
No, you Minnesota.
Okay, and you had who, Walt?
Detroit.
Okay. My biggest surprise going into this year is going to be Miles Bridges. I think Miles Bridges is going to be a Rookie of the Year candidate this year. I think he was probably one of the steals in the draft. And the Charlotte Hornets are going to reap the benefits of that. And it's one of the reasons why I got Charlotte actually making the playoffs this year is because of the play of Miles Bridges and nobody really expecting Miles Bridges to give him much. That's my biggest surprise this year is the play of Miles Bridges. I think Miles Bridges is probably one of the more complete guys coming out of college. One of the most complete players coming out of college out of this last draft. And woo! I think that the Charlotte Hornets are going to reap the benefits of that. And that's one of the reasons why they're going to make the playoffs this year. That's why he's one of my biggest surprises.
I agree with you on this. Miles was a sleeper.
Yeah.
He was a sleeper.
In much the same way that Donovan Mitchell was last season.
Well, it's a reason why Donovan got overshadowed because of Ben, you know. But I think Mo Bamba is going to be hands down the Rookie of the Year. Yo, the dude is fantastic.
Well, we're going to talk about who's going to get the Rookie of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year. We're going to talk about that, all of that. But
okay.
I didn't say that Miles Bridges was going to win Rookie of the Year. I said he's going to be one of the better rookies to play this year, and his play is going to contribute to the Charlotte Hornets making the playoffs. I think he's going to surprise a lot of folks, and that's why he's going to be my biggest surprise this year. Miles Bridges, the play of Miles Bridges and the Charlotte Hornets making the NBA playoffs this year in the East is why I got Miles Bridges as the biggest surprise this year. And he's a Michigan State guy, and I don't even like Michigan State. So I'm being objective.
Who do you like, though?
Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Chicago State, nigga, are you crazy?
y'all didn't live far.
Hey, I didn't live far from Chicago State, but I wouldn't go there either. Is what I'm saying.
Well, in regards, I'm gonna. I know Walt said he had to be off at 9:50.
Oh so shit, we are running kind of long. Okay.
Yeah, I'll give you my 3 awards real quick, and it's just going to be real sweet and simple. Rookie of the Year is Mo Bamba. MVP, that's very hard, you know what I'm saying, to really put your finger on. When you talk about MVP, that can span across a lot of dudes. I disagree 100% that Russell Westbrook didn't get it. I think we talked about that. So I'm going to go on record now and say, I'm going to say Russell Westbrook because he didn't get it last year.
So you got Russell Westbrook as MVP, right?
I'm just giving it to him right now because they fucked him last year.
Okay.
I'm typing this down too. So I got rookie of the year, MVP, sixth man of the year. I'm going to give it to my man.
Wait, who do you have as rookie of the year?
Mo Bamba.
Okay. Mo Bamba, rookie of the year. LeBron, I'm sorry. You had Russell Westbrook as MVP.
Yes.
Okay.
And then I'm going to say Mo Bamba. Sorry. Mo Bamba. And MVP, Westbrook. And sixth man of the year. Man, I still love what's the homie on the Clippers who got mad handles.
I know you're talking about. I can't call his name, though. I know who you're talking about. I can't call his name.
He was with Atlanta. I'm looking at his face. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm going to Google him right quick. L.A. Clippers roster.
Talking about Patrick Beverly?
Hell no. Y'all look like Patrick Beverly.
Lou Williams?
No. Did they trade him? He a two guard.
He a two guard. So Patrick, what you talking about? Tyrone Wallace or Sindaris Thornwell? Jerome Robinson.
No, he is a.
I'm gonna give y'all my MVP real quick, man. And I gotta.
Go ahead, Walt.
I'm gonna give y'all my MVP real quick. My MVP for the season is Steph Curry.
That ain't what happened.
My MVP for the season is Steph Curry, bro.
Who your rookie of the year?
Rookie of the year, I really haven't decided, man. That's really hard to call. What's the boy that I think the boy that came out of Villanova, the dude that showed up in the championships, the Italian, we got the Italian name guy. I can't call his name because he got one of them funny Italian names. But he showed his ass in the NCAA championship. I can't call his name. White boy.
I can't call his name. Dante something.
Dante DiVincenzo. Dante DiVincenzo. Yeah. That's his name. Dante. Something like that. Yeah. Dante DiVincenzo. I got him winning the rookie of the year, man, because he came out of nowhere in that championship last year. Nobody saw that coming. He lifted Villanova, man, to put them on his shoulders, man. I think his game would translate good to the league.
Jamal Crawford is my sixth man of the year award. Wherever he at.
He's not on the Clippers.
He win it every year, don't he?
Basically.
Yeah, he's not on the Clippers.
No, but I got a shake, fellas. I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't mean to, you know what I'm saying, run out on y'all, but I got a shake, man.
Well, you got to at least text us the rest of these damn awards, man, because we got MVP, the Defensive Player of the Year, sixth man, Coach of the Year, Most Improved Player, and Rookie of the Year.
Defensive Player of the Year, I got KD. I got KD winning Defensive Player of the Year.
That ain't going to happen either. But okay.
KD?
Yeah. Yeah, I got KD.
He got, KD winning Defensive Player of the Year. Because
his game, you know, that he was just talking about that, man. Like, he don't think he will ever win Defensive Player of the Year or nothing like that because, of you know, he played with Golden State. But he's top-notch in the league in defense. He NBA all-first team.
Who's your sixth man?
I really don't know. I really don't know. That's hard to call.
All right. How about your coach of the year?
Carmelo.
Coach of the year. It ain't going to be Carmelo, my nigga. Coach of the year. Who you got?
Coach of the year?
Your boy in Detroit. You like him so much.
I was thinking that, but I didn't want to say that, man. But I'm gonna go with Dwayne Casey. Fuck it. I'm gonna go with Dwayne Casey.
Okay. And most improved player.
Most improved player. Most improved player. Jeez, I would say Lonzo Ball.
Okay.
Lonzo Ball. I think the pressure on Lonzo.
Cliff hangs his head and motherfucking. Cliff does not like Lonzo.
The pressure's on.
Cliff does not like Lonzo at all, man.
But I got it was a good show, man. Y'all boys.
All right, man. Get out of here.
See y'all next weekend.
We'll talk to you. Get out of here. Do what you got to do.
All right, now.
He said he wanted most improved, right? Most improved.
Yeah, he got Lonzo Ball as most improved. Cliff's shaking his head like, God damn.
This dude, man. Ball, man. Golly. All right, you know, let me go back to mine, and then you can just go straight to yours.
All right.
I got Jamal Crawford as sixth man. Defensive player of the year. I'm going to guess right now and say AD. I'm saying AD.
For what now?
Defensive player of the year.
Okay.
I'm saying AD. I'm typing that. AD. Coach of the year. Of the year. I'm going to say let me look at my Eastern Conference list real quick. I'm going to give it's going to come out the West. I'm going to say Thibodeau.
Okay.
And then most
if you got Minnesota coming number 2 out of the West, then damn it, Thibodeau would be the damn coach
you
of the
damn
year.
Damn right.
If they do that.
But that's my hopes.
But they not.
This is first of all to all the Bear Chickens, you know, Bear and Chicken listeners. This is all speculation, FYI. Yeah, we don't know what the hell's.
Oh, we gonna revisit this shit come June, baby. that's what's gonna be.
Most improved player. I'm gonna go with Embiid.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to go with. So I got Rookie of the Year, MVP, Sixth Man, Defensive Player, Coach of the Year, Most Improved. That's all. Is that all of them?
I think so.
Okay.
All right.
1 second. And Span. So we'll start with Rookie. And you said
The guy who I think is going to win Rookie of the Year is also going to be a little bit of a surprise. And that will be Wendell Carter Jr. of the Chicago Bulls.
Wendell is his name?
Yeah, Wendell Carter Jr. I think Wendell Carter Jr. has the skill set that dude has and the talent that dude has. And because the Bulls are devoid of a real fucking star right now, is going to give this kid an opportunity to really shine. He's going to have an opportunity to really kind of display what he's able to do. And so I got Wendell Carter Jr. as the as my projected Rookie of the Year going to this year. I got also from the Bulls, Chris Dunn as Most Improved Player.
Oh, Most Improved. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Most Improved Player. Okay.
I thought you was going to say MVP. I was about to straight get, I was about to hang up
come,
on this shit.
Come the fuck on, bro. I think Chris Dunn is actually, he's a decent point guard. I think he's in a position to step up and take the next step into becoming one of them, probably a top 10 point guard in the league, not top 5, but probably one of the more like top 10 point guards in the league. I think he has that enough talent to do that. So those are two Chicago Bulls. Although the Bulls ain't gonna make the motherfucking playoffs, I do think that those guys are going to take those types of strides.
Bulls gonna be an AC, but go ahead.
Yeah, I don't have to make it to playoffs at all. Sixth man.
Yep.
I got Lonzo Ball, sixth man. And the reason why I got him sixth man, because he's not going to start, Bree. Like, Rondo going to be the starting point guard for the motherfucking Los Angeles Lakers, bro. He's going to be really in a in a learning capacity right now with all of these veterans coming in onto that team. And when you got Lance Stephenson, when you got LeBron James, when you got fucking Rajon Rondo on that team, he's going to be learning up under the tutelage of Rondo and James. So I think that Lonzo Ball is going to probably be one of the six men, one of the better six men in the league. Real talk.
Yeah, right, right. Okay, defensive player.
My defensive player of the year, I agree with you, man. I got Anthony Davis as the defensive player of the year. That guy's a monster on like defense and offense. He's a freak of fucking nature, dude. And I low key think that his New Orleans better do something quick, or that guy's gonna bounce.
They got him locked in for two more years.
Yeah, he's gonna bounce if they don't put some talent around him. He's gonna bounce. Yeah. So
they gave him $200 million though.
Hey, if he wants to win, he's gonna bounce. So I got AD as defensive player of the year. Coach of the year. And this goes back to what I said earlier in the show where I had the Boston Celtics being the number one team in the East. Brad Stevens, man. I think Brad Stevens is probably one of the best coaches in the NBA right now, outside of Greg Popovich, outside of Doc Rivers is a good coach, but he doesn't have any really good teams in with the Clippers. Brad Stevens probably makes some of the best in-game adjustments of all of the coaches in the NBA right now. And I think that Brad Stevens will probably win the NBA Coach of the Year this year, and the Boston Celtics will be the number one team in the East this year as a result of it.
So do you have Curry as your MVP?
I do not. I have LeBron James as the MVP this year.
Because he gonna shoot 47 shots again.
Hey, he may do that, but considering that, like, you know, although there has been an upgrade in talent in LA, yo, it's still Rajon Rondo who also does not have a shot, and there's streaky Lance Stephenson that he's gonna have to kind of depend on. So I think that LeBron James bringing the Los Angeles Lakers in the West considering the conference and the level of competition in the conference, LeBron James bringing the Lakers from fucking obscurity back into at least a fifth or a sixth seed. Yeah, I got LeBron James winning the MVP this year. Okay. And of course, like him being the best player in the NBA right now, like bar none. Yeah, it's not a far-fetched, like, it's not like I'm like spitballing or anything like that. LeBron James, I got him as my MVP this year. So,
okay, so I don't think we have to have a conversation about who we think is going to win it all.
No, that's not what we're doing. I think.
Okay.
I think.
I think we all agree who's going to win it all.
Well, we may, but here's the thing. I think what we're doing tonight is we're setting the stage for when we come back in May and in June to revisit this. You know what I mean? Like, we can come back and be like, okay, so here's what we said in October when we didn't know shit. You know what I'm saying? And then come back in May or June and figure out how right we were, how wrong we were. And then, you know, once the NBA playoffs get started, then we can start making predictions as to who we think is going to win that chip.
We need to do this for football, too.
We should, but, you know, like, football is, like, already started and shit.
Dude, but we're only, like, a few games in. I mean, it's 5 games in. We could at least say who we think is going to make the playoffs.
Okay, we could do that next week. We could do an NFL, like, mid-season preview.
Seriously.
If that makes sense. Yeah.
We're third in.
Okay, so 4 games in, we'll make some NFL predictions as to who we think are going to make the playoffs and, end of the season awards and stuff like that. We can do that, definitely. Yeah, we can do that. So that's what we're going to do next week, man. We're going to do the NFL mid-season, like, quarter-season preview. That's what we're going to do.
Quarter season.
Yeah, but we about to get up out of here, y'all. And I know, like, The Walking Dead was probably motherfucking lit tonight. And I missed it. Good thing I got DVR, man. You know you do. I mean, yeah, I got DVR, but I kind of like live tweeting this shit. You know what I'm saying? I get on Twitter and I talk about it with my people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the deadheads, man, we live in effect. You know what I'm saying?
Comic-Con and shit.
Hey, I ain't got no beef for Comic Con. I went to Awesome Con in DC last year. So
yeah, you told me.
Yeah, man, and that shit was amazing. I had a really motherfucking good time. So yeah, man, we gotta go. It's time for us to get up out of here. But of course, before we do, I got to remind you guys how to get in touch with us here at the Beer and Chicken Podcast and let your voices be heard. Go ahead and hit up that hotline at area code 313-288-0485. That's area code 313-288-0485. Leave those voicemail messages. We'll play them on the show. We will respond to you right here on the show as well. You can also email us at feedback@beerandchickenpod.com. That's feedback@beerandchickenpod.com. Leave those emails. And, of course, we'll read those emails and reply to you guys here live on the show. You can hit us up on Twitter and Instagram. Well, Twitter. Hit us up on Twitter. I don't know about Instagram, but hit us all up on Twitter. My name on there is Mr_Span. The homeboy Cliff is DJ Neff2, and Walt is Walt Lockdown on Twitter. So go ahead and hit up our Twitter handles and chop it up with your boys throughout the week, man. Do that. And hit up the store, the Tee Public store the Tee Public store on and the Tee Public store. You can hit us up. Get yourself some Beer and Chicken Podcast merch, man. And the link will be in the show notes. Get yourself a Beer and Chicken Pod Wing It shirt, or you got to earn it shirt, or simply a Beer and Chicken Podcast shirt, man. It's fly as fuck. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the logo is kind of dope. I'm just saying. It's our logo, and it's kind of dope. You know what I'm saying? But go ahead and do that, man. Get yourself some merch. And go to beerandchickenpod.com and watch replays of the show, vote in the polls, leave comments there, man. Donate to the show as often as you like, as much as you like it. We really appreciate everything. Baby, I love you. Baby, I love you. Sports opinion with chicken and